We've got a great presentation coming up for you here on tax credit transfer transactions. So our panelists today are Adam Sherrill, who's a tax partner with Foley & Lardner in the Milwaukee office. Adam's practice is focused on tax advice for developers and financial institutions in battery storage, wind, solar, hydroelectric, biomass, and other renewable energy finance transactions. And he helps his clients qualify for federal, state, and local tax incentives and implement transaction structures that maximize the value of those incentives. And we've also got Tori Rossler here, who is senior counsel, also with Foley & Lardner in the D.C. office. Tori focuses on federal tax issues arising and representing financial institutions, developers, utilities, and other energy market participants. Tori helps clients qualify for and maintain various federal tax incentives, including the ITC and PTC and carbon oxide sequestration credits. So please help me welcome Adam and Tori.
Thank you. And thanks for having us here today. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you about tax credit transfers. So here we are, Adam and Tori. So 6418, section 6418 of the code is the provision that permits the sale and purchase of tax credits. I'm not going to go through the full agenda here, but suffice to say 6418, at a high level, it describes which tax credits can be bought and sold, who can sell and who can buy tax credits. It includes several timing requirements about when tax credits can be recognized by the buyer, and includes multiple other provisions relating to kind of procedural aspects of tax credit transfers. So 6418 is the code section. The other guidance that we have right now is a set of proposed and temporary regulations that were initially promulgated in June of last year, so June 2023. Those proposed regulations, for the most part, the proposed regulations provide all kind of substantive proposed rules with respect to the sale and purchase of tax credits. And then there's a set of temporary regulations that describe registration requirements and sort of some of the nuts and bolts of filing requirements and how to actually claim the tax credits. The proposed regulations had a comment period. It was a two-month comment period that expired in August of last year. So we're currently at a point where the proposed regulation comment period has expired, but the proposed regulations are still out there. Taxpayers can rely on the proposed regulations until final regulations are issued, which we expect and hope to happen sometime soon, hopefully sometime this year. But that is something to be aware of in working on any tax transfer transactions. Make sure that the proposed regulations, that there's no final regulations contrary to what's in the proposed regulations. So why tax credit sales, and why are these significant? Well, historically and currently, a lot of developers don't have the tax appetite to actually claim the ITC and the PTC. They just don't have the tax liability to utilize the tax credits, so they end up being carried forward, potentially in perpetuity, with no ability of the developer to actually use those credits. So historically, structures were developed for investors, such as large financial institutions, banks, insurance companies, other tax equity investors that did have the tax appetite to utilize those credits, would engage in complicated and costly tax equity transactions with the developers to enable the allocation of the tax credits to the investor who actually had the tax appetite to use those credits. Yes.
We've got a question come in already. Are you seeing tax credit purchaser inputs or restrictions on the operation of facilities, like budget approvals or trading restrictions, like you might see in a more traditional partnership flip?
That's a good question. We have, to a large degree, no. To a large degree, I think what we see is, and we'll get into this a little bit later on, restrictions on ensuring that recapture doesn't occur for the ITC, but aside from anything that would cause recapture, such as shutting down the facility and requiring the operator to maintain, at the very minimum, commercially reasonable efforts not to cause recapture, not a whole lot on the budget side or really getting into the operations in a high level of detail.